Okay, let's get. We are finishing off the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning parak Tes Mishnah Yod and parak Tes Mishnah Yod Aleph. The Mishnah is going to discuss how to fix a situation where two or more groups mixed up their karbanos Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Chaburo Shenes Arvu Pischayen. If the karban Pesach of two groups becomes mixed up with each other, we don't know which animal belongs to which group. What's the halacha? Eilu moshchin lehen echad. This, meaning one group, should take for themselves one of the animals. Ve'eilu moshchin lehen echad. And the other group should take for themselves the other animal randomly. Echad me'eilu balo etzel eilu. Then one member of the first group comes over to the second group and joins them. Ve'echad me'eilu balo etzel eilu. And one member of the second group is going to come over to the first group and join them. Ve'kach heim omran. This is what the original members of each group should say to the person who has joined their group. Im shalanu hua pesach hazeh, if this karban pesach that we have just chosen is ours, meaning the original one that we had from the beginning, said our registration does not need to be changed, but yours does. Yadecha mishuchos mishalcha v'nimnes al shalanu. Then you are going to be removed and withdrawn from your original karban pesach, and you are going to be registered on our karban pesach. Ve'im shalcha hua pesach hazeh, and if this karban pesach is really your original karban pesach, yadeinu mishuchos mishalanu v'nimninu al shalcha, then we are going to be removed from our original karban pesach, and we're going to be registered on your carbon Pesach. Meaning after each group has made this declaration, then they are all going to be registered for certain on the carbon Pesach that is in their possession. Even if they have switched their original carbon Pesachs, they have now withdrawn from them, and they are registered on the new Pesach, on the new carbon that is in front of them. Similarly, if there were five groups of five members each, or 10 groups of 10 members each, and their carbon Pesach became mixed up with one another, then each group takes for themselves one of the animals and one person from every group, the Cain, Haim, Omrim, and they should say the same declaration that we described above. Finishing off the Parak now with Parak Tes, Mishnah Yod Aleph. Now that we discussed in the previous Mishnah Parak Tes, Mishnah Yod, what to do if the Karban Pesach of two groups become mixed up, our Mishnah is going to explain what to do if the Karbanos Pesachim of two individuals becomes mixed up. It says the Mishnah, Shnayim Shenes Arva Bischen, if there are two people whose Karban Pesach became mixed up, what should he do? Number one, Zem Moshech Lo Echad V'Zem Moshech Lo Echad. Each one should take for himself one of the animals separately, again, randomly. Then step two, Zem Imana Imo Echad Ben Hashuk. Excuse me. This one then should register one person randomly from the marketplace to join with him on his karban, vizem imana imo echad min hashok, and this one should register another random person from the street to join with him on his karban. And now we have two groups of two people each. The original owners then each instruct their new partner to stand next to the karban that he has chosen. What's the third step? Zebo itzel zeb. Then this original owner then comes over to that karban pesach that the other owner chose. Zebo itzel zeb. And that original owner comes over to this karban pesach. Meaning each of the original owners is now standing by the karban pesach that the other original owner chose, together with the other one's new partner. V'kachem omer. And they, meaning the original owners, should each say the following declaration. Im shelihu pesach zeh, if this karban pesach that we are standing by is really mine, which really means that I and your partner have actually switched karban pesachs, then, and this is not your karban pesach, yodacha mishuchos mishalcha v'nimnes al sheli, then you are going to be withdrawn from your karban pesach, and you are now going to be registered on this one with me. Im shelchahu pesach zeh, and if this karban pesach that we are standing by is yours, which means that I and your partner happen to pick our original karban pesachs, then yadai mishuchos mishali v'nimnesi al shalcha. Then I'm going to be withdrawn from my original karban pesach, and I'm going to be registered on this one that is yours. This way, each individual pair is going to be registered with a certain level of certainty on the karban pesach now that they have. This is what they will do in a situation where the karban pesachs get mixed up. Have an amazing day.